This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, let's get to that job story. There's a new report out today that's got one explanation for why companies aren't hiring the people they want to hire. A visa program to bring in the best and the brightest from around the world is capped and doesn't account for the economic geography of America. Marketplace's Scott Tong is with us live from Washington to explain. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, what job sectors are we talking about in this study?
Well, Jeremy, you have heard about the STEM occupations, right? Science,
sure.
Technology, engineering, math. American companies and universities, they want the best in the world. So this visa program is called H-1B that lets in a certain number of these highly skilled workers into the U.S. We're talking mostly computer experts, mostly from India and China. And demand almost always exceeds supply. There's a cap on these visas. And today, the folks at the Brookings Institution issue a report that looks at this supply-demand mismatch, not just around the country, but city by city, Jeremy.
And do we have a sense of what they've found at the Brookings Institution?
Well, a few not-so-surprises. Lots of demand from Silicon Valley, duh, right?
Yeah.
But also some smaller academic places like Ann Arbor, Michigan, Durham, North Carolina request a lot of these visas. And Neil Ruiz at Brookings notes a couple areas that have big companies that you might not have thought much about.
In Columbus, Indiana, as well as Peoria, Illinois, a very high share of their requests for H-1B visas are in science, technology, engineering, and math. In the heartland of America, there's a need for high-skilled workers in American manufacturing.
So one point the report makes, Jeremy, is when employers hire these workers, they pay money into a pot. But that pot money doesn't always get recycled into these emerging high-tech cities.
Marketplace's Scott Tong in Washington. Thanks a lot.
All right. You're welcome.